With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Prosecutors and victims' advocates today agreed that Montana needs to change its legal definition of rape. They spoke at a task force meeting on sexual assault called by the Montana Attorney General's office at Carroll College. Assistant Attorney General Ole Olson says the problem is how consent is defined when people face a charge of sexual intercourse without consent.
If a woman says, "No, I don't want to have sex," and the man proceeds, unless he uses force, that's not rape. And I think that most people would consider that rape. If a woman says, "No, I don't want to have sex," and then a man proceeds to have sex with her, despite her protest, I think most people would say, "Well, yeah, that's rape." But under our law, it's not.
An interim legislative committee is reviewing the state's current definition of sexual intercourse without consent for possible change in the 2017 legislative session. Robin Turner with the Montana Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence agrees that a new definition of rape is needed to keep up with the research into how victims respond to assault.
This interim committee has received a lot of information on both how trauma impacts people and how that has changed the way that a lot of law enforcement in other states and a lot of other states have looked at the definition of consent. So this bill language is something that the committee is considering, and a lot of the information that they've received over the last year has become part of that.
The legislative interim committee reviewing the state's definition of rape will meet again in the last week of June. The meeting of the Attorney General's Task Force on Sexual Assault continues tomorrow. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.